Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Podcast. We're here in Henry Addington's and we've got something of a full house today. Jim's here.
Yep.
Dan's here.
Why, hey, man.
And Stu's here.
Afternoon.
Stephen Greck is here.
I don't
want to
be on it.
Well, you are now.
You are now, mate.
Fresh from Spain, Kay Murray's here.
Yeah, I don't know about the fresh, but yeah, I'm from Spain.
Neither do I.
Says Dan, who's sitting next to her. That's a lovely start. All right, we'll kick straight off with our first question. What's the best football song ever, Kay?
World in Motion, easy.
There you go. The one thing Jim said is we can't say World in Motion because it's rubbish.
It has to be.
I didn't say you can't say World in Motion. I said you can only say World in Motion or Three Lions.
Oh, you can only say.
What else is there? There was
Diamond Lights.
Shit.
Diamond Lights.
What's
that? Hoddle and Waddle.
Hoddle and Waddle.
Was it good though?
Classic.
I know the story of that though. I know the guy who got them together. He was actually trying to get out of the contract on the job he was on. Put that together, hoping that he'd get sacked for it, and it ended up being a success.
I wouldn't say success.
Top 10 hit.
We're talking about it now, all these years later.
I wouldn't consider the Football Podcast making it a success.
Well, I would.
Yeah,
so,
true.
There you go.
Great song.
Stu doesn't even remember either, though, Stu. You don't even remember 1996,
Stu wasn't born when Diamond Lights
was the only one you've got, isn't it?
Vindaloo?
Yeah, but he remembers the versions they've redone every tournament since 1996.
Vindaloo was a good one.
Yeah.
Three Lions.
Yeah, I like the way it just goes, where you come from, do you put the kettle on?
Stephen, where you come from, do they put the kettle on? Down the pit, so they don't know anything.
Have you got anything to contribute to this, Steve?
No, because I don't think I've ever heard a good football song, because obviously not being English, it doesn't really answer.
I thought the Welsh were sort of renowned for their singing.
What about
Wales make it to a major tournament, they must bring out a new song each time they make it to
there you go. What about the Chaz and Dave Spurs one?
There was the
Aussie's Dream.
Yeah.
Three Lions it is.
Aussie one. Yes, that was good.
In the cup for a Tottenham.
Yes.
Cardiff did lose a cup final song, but it was pretty average.
And then lost the cup final.
How
was that again?
And then tore up Wembley.
Yeah. We're already good in because they had Chris Rea.
That's not bad. I love a bit of Chris Rea. Yeah, definitely.
Chris Rea. What did he do?
Well, he did Let's Dance.
Oh, he didn't even write anything new then.
That's all right. Representing the borough.
What about Pig Bag?
Pig Bag's a good one.
Is that what they play when they score? The Mirrors were the first team to play that.
Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
You're thinking of the top
mark, aren't you? Yeah, how does that go?
Go on then, you do it.
No, I don't know that way. But I remember Mirrors was the first.
We play it when we score, that's why you haven't heard it.
No, I got chucked out for dancing to Pink Bag when we collided against Bradford City.
How can you get thrown out?
I got kicked out the side. With my mum. We were sat in the away end.
That must have been an interesting coppers dragging out Kay and her mum.
They did.
You lot of trouble.
Did you have clothes on? Is that what I did?
Our mum, you know what she's like.
I quite want to know what she's like, to be fair.
Oh dear. You've been to the San Siro. You've seen Inter Milan at San Siro. The song that they play just before they come out, their club song that all the players sing, they put it on a big screen. It sounds like a dodgy Eurovision song. But when all 85,000 are singing it, it's pretty mad. It's like you've been at some sort of political rally.
Which Milan?
Inter. This is Inter Milan. I've been to see both of them there, but that song is brilliant. The fans were so good. I went to see the Italian derby last year, and because of the fans, we kind of have a little soft spot for Inter Milan now.
Well, I like it because they wear Jules colours, don't they?
It's very true, yeah.
Blue and black stripes. But, Stoke do delight.
You talked about Inter Milan before the game. Did you watch the NFL where they did the national anthem on guitar? Did you see it?
Hendrix used to do that.
Oh, well, you're both watching it. I thought you were like went into it.
I fast forward through that bit.
Oh, it was awesome.
I listened to Michelle Williams doing the American national anthem.
Yeah, and then they had.
They always murdered her own anthem, didn't they?
No, she's
always
instead of singing it, they just got some old guy out on a guitar. I don't know who he was. He's probably quite famous. Dad probably know who you are, but. He just did the national anthem and he absolutely murdered it. Yeah. Did God Save the Queen, English.
English.
He did God Save the Queen. Sorry, Steve. All right, mate. Just calm down.
It's the British.
No bread of heaven, mate.
No, because Flower of Scotland, the Spanish were all really impressed with Flower of Scotland.
Really?
Really, really impressed, yeah.
Fair enough.
Really? They need to get out.
Well, they don't have any words for their national anthem. So.
That's the best anthem. They just go, la, 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 la. That's all they sing.
The Spanish one?
Yeah.
The Italian one's the best.
The Welsh one's the best.
I've never heard it.
Proper punch.
The Welsh one's a bit, yeah, it is. I think it's fantastic. Second question now. Obviously, we all support a whole range of different sides. How would you grade your team's manager so far this season? I'll go with
we did it like A plus.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, general grades.
Oh, I just made sure you didn't say right out of 10.
If you'd have taken your GCSEs, then
I didn't.
We'll start at the bottom and work up.
I give our manager Hessenthal a C-.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I've given him a D-.
Go on. Well, I like him. If it was anyone else, I'd give him a D or a D-. Yeah. But I don't think we should be marking the teacher. I think we should be marking the players.
That's a good point.
So I'd give the players an A. For absent, as they are every week.
Yeah, they are.
They're absolutely useless. But I say C-. That said, if we don't win tomorrow and Saturday, we'd probably be out of a job anyway.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
We get beat by Dover in the Cup, then that's it.
Which we probably will.
They're taking 2,400 fans to Gillingham. It's
going to be a lot of them Arsenal fans, actually. A lot of them are Arsenal fans.
Are they?
What? On the train home from QPR at the weekend.
I'd like to see what fear you're going to put
loads of this. Arsenal fans all talking about going to Dover or Gillingham at the weekend. So instead of going to Arsenal wherever they are, they're going to Dover or Gillingham.
They want
to
experience an atmosphere, that's what it is.
Oh. All four of your fans, that's a big atmosphere.
Hey,
give us Warnock's A star, whatever you think.
Yep, A star, mate. It's a new grade for A levels. Best start in the club's history.
Hang on a minute, I'm not having that. If your lot could have scored another goal, you'd have won me £500 at the weekend.
That's a shame.
You killed my ACCA. I had 16 ACCA.
You should stop.
Five out of six.
Yeah, I know. You shouldn't bet, it's bad for you.
Well, yeah, I know.
QPR's always won.
Triple what I used to do.
At home, always the same. Always the same.
You haven't conceded that.
You're not top of the league anymore. How can you be A star?
You read the Mirror report, that's bullshit. I've been seeing against Norwich. No, Millwall. Millwall was 1-0.
I stand corrected.
Alright, Dan?
Mick McCarthy.
B plus. Yeah.
Mick McCarthy's not the Arsenal
manager. B plus.
Have we not seen the news?
B plus. A plus for media comments, but B plus for performance of the team.
Alright, okay.
Middlesbrough, so it's quite difficult because it was obviously Tony Mowbray's first game in charge. But
are you happy with Mowbray?
Yeah, I am. I think
he's a Borough boy, isn't he?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. He's got passion for the area and passion for the club, but
he's got a bunch of crap players.
Well,
all the players he didn't want at Celtic.
And yeah, now playing. But the three managers before him all lost their first game as well. So
they turn out.
Look how they turn.
No.
So it's all going to be different this time, is it?
Well, hopefully, you know, he said that he needs to restore the confidence there, and the fact that they were creating all the chances that they did in the first half, couldn't capitalise on them, kind of fell apart really when Bristol City got the equaliser. But if he's identifying
that's
this early
league,
on,
Bristol City, isn't it?
Yeah. All right.
Not anymore.
The team that weren't propping Middlesbrough. Yeah.
But you know, I can't really give him a grade yet, but for his attitude, I'll give him an A star.
All right, okay.
Attitude.
Let's give him an extra mark for his nose. He's got one of the best noses in the football. Have you seen the size of his nose?
I don't. I personally don't like him.
He's competing with Steve Bruce up in the North East, so he's getting nowhere.
Steve Bruce's face is like a Pablo Picasso painting. You know, like the nose is here and the
he can just mould it how he wants. It's like fucking.
He wakes up.
What's that little Tony Hart character? He's like Morph. He can mould his face how he wants it.
He can. Steve, Cardiff.
A-.
What?
You're top of the league,
never
man.
You're above his mark.
You haven't played well. That's a good sign. If you're not playing well, you're top of the league.
Spanked Leeds the other day. I watched that. Good performance.
That was an exception. We're playing well in halves. So we're not playing well for a whole 90 minutes.
Okay.
So
you're very demanding, aren't you? Considering you're top of the league. Yeah.
Well, ask me after next Sunday and I'll...
It's the big one, isn't it? It's the big one.
No booth.
What time's kick off? 11 o'clock on Sunday?
Give it half 9.
Half 9.
No, it's 1:15. Not too bad.
Oh, that's great.
The games are 5:20 on Saturday last year, which was...
Carnage.
Yeah, Carnage thing, at least, yeah.
That's just nuts, isn't it? Carnage Swansea is just mental.
Yeah, but they've got Crackley out, so hopefully they'll bounce up Boffin, you know.
Never heard of him.
I went to...
Crackley's. He's a resident clogger, isn't he? He runs around kicking people.
It's Carl Hendrick. He's
the Carl Henry of Swansea, yeah. Okay, very quickly, because we lost again, looking back at the weekend game, Jim, you didn't go, did you?
No,
you didn't go. Went 1-0 up, scored a really good goal from a free kick, look at the highlights, and then chopped it after about 30 seconds, because that's when we went 1-0 up, and then after that, it was just crap.
What was the score?
2-1. 2-1. You conceded a routine header from a corner and then gave away if you penalty.
Against Dean Beckwith, who we released.
Against Dean Beckwith, who we released because he wasn't good enough. So, of course, he goes and thumps one in. We had Bayouac and Femwa, who was doing the same against Northampton, but we just hoofed it.
He can't jump, he's huge.
Yeah.
He's massive. He's like a
even their manager came out and said, I don't know why they hoofed it at him. Just get it into his feet, he'll score. But we spent the game hoofing at him. So we've got 3 wins out of 14. We're 3 points off the bottom of the league. We've got 3 home games coming up. We've got to win I reckon we will get 4 points from the two league games and beat Dover. Otherwise, it's all going to get really, really tricky. And then we've got two away games. I'm going to both of them, Oxford and Barnet.
We're doing a trip to Barnet. You coming?
We're going to do a podcast from Barnet
away
on the hill.
It depends on when it is.
Tuesday night, 20 something.
You probably won't be around.
Probably not.
Second. So do I, but I'm still
going to go. Did you go see Barry Manilow the other week?
That's Luther Vandross.
Luther Vandross. You do have a life. It's a shit life.
All right.
And watching your ball.
That's, yeah, I won't argue that.
Stuart, QPR, not even top of the league anymore.
Yeah,
very happy about that.
Well, 500 quid you cost me.
Stop going on about it. Stop betting.
500 quid?
It was really bad on Saturday, actually. I didn't really enjoy it.
You took your girlfriend, didn't you? She enjoyed it.
She didn't.
Second. Because she was in a foul mood.
Second and last.
It was a shame, actually, because we went up there to go shopping, but I got up late, so we got a train.
Or the Westfield.
Yeah. We got there. We actually got to White City about 2 o'clock, so there was no time for shopping.
Took it to the club shop.
Fucked off.
Wore a scarf.
And it was bad, actually. The referee was appalling. Worst referee I've seen in a long... After about 2 minutes, he was getting called.
Always the excuse.
Do you know who
it was? The linesman didn't want to use his flag. Didn't want to use... Not even to call a corner.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
I promise you he didn't use his flag once. Ask JP.
What's the JP the fountain of truth? If JP says it's true, then it must be true. He must have used his flag at some point during the game.
He didn't. He was useless.
Who was the ref?
I'll swear again if you carry on.
So that's the problem with
and
that.
The score was what?
I find they tend to just sort of like look at the referee.
Absolutely.
I would just like to try on that just slightly. Is this new fourth and fifth official in the European game are even worse than
When we watched them at Manchester United, what was the point?
It's a stick that
it was
flag,
the point.
Nothing. Okay. Give them a stick.
It's a stick that buzzes, that's pretty much it.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it's a counterpoint. Like, it's a flag without a flag on it. Stoots.
The referee's been really bad. It was 1-1.
What was the score?
1-1.
Okay. Dan. Gooners.
It was a dominating performance again, but this time, unlike previous occasions, we actually nicked the goal in the end.
Rob Green was brilliant.
Rob Green was fantastic.
The only team he plays well against is
Arsenal. Yeah. No, but we played really well. Fabregas is a bit of a worry because his hamstring just keeps niggling him. So I don't imagine he's. Although there is a trip to Eastern Europe, so I'm guessing he's decided he doesn't fancy it. Oh no, my hamstring's gone. But I think it was a good performance. I think he was excellent again. Rob Green
played atmosphere. His Deirdre Barlow haircut.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about Alex Song a bit later on.
Okay. Yeah, we will.
Oh, okay. Steve, Cardiff.
We played very well first half.
Who'd you play?
Norwich. 1-3-1. No, pretty convinced the first half. Second half was a bit less. So Norwich did have a very sort of dominating spell in the first half, which didn't go down too well with the expectations of the home fans. But good performance.
So you were winning. You're going top of the league.
And like now, we've got this team, we've got these expectations, and we've got all these fans
Muppets.
Who just on the bandwagon.
Muppets,
and you know they're getting flagged off, and they're 2-0 at home after 10 minutes because Norwich have had 5 minutes of attacking.
That's right. You must be happy because you've got Jay Boothroyd to play. And he's someone that's bounced around a few teams. Obviously, got released from Arsenal after not being not too nice to the coach.
Played in Italy for a bit.
Hang on a minute. Yeah. I've got a bone to pick with Jay Boothroyd. Right, he follows me on Twitter.
Right.
And he bet me that Milan would beat Madrid, and then Madrid obviously beat Milan. And we said like the bet was that he has to hold up a sign saying I'm rubbish at predictions. And he was like, yeah, it's a deal.
Where has he got?
I haven't heard from him since. No tweets, nothing.
Right, okay.
And he was like, fair enough, that's the deal.
Did you have to take a photo of it? Because you might have just held it up and gone, right, I've done that now.
No. Put it on Twitter. Let the world know that you're rubbish at predictions.
Boothroyd, sort it out, mate.
Yeah.
Can you make a phone call?
It's Bothroom.
It is actually.
He's been sitting there stewing over that for the last minute and a half.
Who the fuck cares?
Getting his name wrong. I'm
sure he cares.
I bet he doesn't that much. No. If you do, then if you make a bet, stick with it. Otherwise, we're going
to
say you're not
pretty sure
exactly.
He's not going to listen to this.
well, we might.
Okay, tell us about Borough. What can you tell us about Borough?
Well, you know,
shouldn't it be Real Madrid more?
Well, we'll talk
in a bit.
Yeah, Real Madrid in a bit, because obviously it's the adopted team, isn't it, for you guys? Not for me. But there's been a few of the fans are a bit upset because it wasn't the turnout they expected. But I don't think that should matter. I do think it's a confidence issue, and I do think it'll come. The fact that they're creating chances is always a good sign, but the fact that they capitulated after Bristol City got an equaliser tells you exactly that it's all to do with the confidence. But you know, I think you can't take too much from Tony Mowbray's first game in charge. He is going to have to change things and sort it all out, see what's going on. And I'm confident that we can get out of the relegation zone at least. But
they were supposed to be like promotion.
And
if not favourites, then definitely in the top three or four.
But you look at their team; their team's but got this, goals.
And the problem is
should have Scottish Premier League.
But you look at this is the thing. You look at the guys in our academy. We've got like Dave Parnaby, Stuart Parnaby, Blair's dad, and Mark Proctor, and they've done fantastically for years. They've got this excellent setup in the academy. Great training ground out at Rockcliffe. And a few people have been upset that they didn't bring more youth through rather than going to the SPL and getting all these players in. It was like, well, why not try and bring some through? We've seen over the years some of the youth that we've brought through. Yeah, we can't always keep them. But, you know, I think they should have probably focused a little bit more on that than what they've done. But he's got the squad he's got now. He's just going to have to work with it. And hopefully, you know, you can see it's up to the manager to get the best out of his players. And that's what he's been employed to do.
It's going to be tricky because, you know, a lot of those players were signed last January or last summer. They're going to be on sizeable contracts still. You know, they're not running to the end of their contract. They've probably got 2 years left, so he's going to have to stick with them unless someone can buy them. But they're not going to do a lot, are they? Because, you know, they're average players from Celtic who he didn't like in the first place, because it was him who offloaded them to Strachan in the first place. So man management's going to be a bit tricky, surely.
Yeah, but then again, I suppose he is a great reference to look to if you're willing to work, because for the respect and admiration that the fans have for him and for what he thought and for what he knows what it means to play for Middlesbrough and what it means to the fans.
Yeah.
So, but apparently some people are saying there was booing at the end of the game, others are saying there wasn't, but people on the message boards are saying they heard it.
Right.
I hate booing, I think it's disgusting, so I hope there wasn't.
And, don't go to a Cardiff game as well.
Half time, 3-0 up.
Moving on with our fantasy 11 this week. Best haircuts 11. Goalkeeper.
David James.
Yeah, there is no other goalkeeper. Sure.
We'll see. But David James.
That's not a haircut, that's someone else's hair.
Yeah, that's a wig. That is brilliant.
Who's? Borislav Mihailov.
The Bulgarian goalkeeper with the Ulster,
right? He had a Hitler look at him one time, didn't he?
He did.
Who? Hitler?
Yeah. The old snipe party.
Hitler had a David James look about him.
I saw that one. I'm going for the big afro version, though.
Yeah, he had a big afro.
It's the blonde afro with dyed hair. Few months back.
Yeah.
Any keeper with a dodgy haircut's asking for trouble. Because the position they play, they're going to get a load of stick, whatever. I'd like abusing goalkeepers when they look pretty normal, even good looking ones like Lee Camp. I like abusing them. When they look a bit strange, just get straight into it.
He's
get stuck in.
Chap,
Lee Camp's quite good looking. He knows it though, which I don't like.
Brad Turney's good looking. Paddy Kenny isn't good looking.
Paddy Kenny looks like a butcher.
He looks like he's.
He looks like a butcher.
He sells you sausages, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He probably does.
Yeah.
David Seaman.
Yeah, with the old ponytail.
Yeah.
I'd be more gutted. You know that famous picture where he's crying after the game, after the Brazil game? I'd be more gutted. He's like, oh, why do they have that ponytail?
Just focusing on my hair. Tony didn't. Are you going for Dan?
I haven't got a keeper.
You don't got a goalie?
No.
Your team's going to be shit. I'll take on your boys any day.
You've gone for Mihailov.
Mm-hmm. Proper dodgy syrup.
I can see him now.
He's got shares in the wig factory.
And any goalie that wears tracky bottoms gets love from the Middlesbrough massive.
Yeah?
Yeah, trackies.
Why have you got Gabo Kirai playing again? He's the man. He has the proper
tracksuit bottoms last week at Monday night.
He forgot. We started playing five aside, and the minute he went, I'm still wearing my tracksuit bottoms. What am I doing here? So he went off and stripped them off.
I didn't.
Did you
kick him off? Did
you have your socks over the legs of the tracksuit?
No, underneath.
Underneath.
Yeah, they're underneath.
Look at his showing FCF, like good.
Okay.
What I like about your man there, Kay, as well, is that he just looked like a northern chairman. That was his haircut, reminding me of like a northern chairman. Like the chairman of Barnsley FC. A 60s northern chairman.
You know, he played in England, he played for Reading, and the reason he played for Reading was because they showed him a video of their last game, and it was a playoff final at Wembley, and he thought that was their home ground. And he signed on the basis of that, and then he pitched up at.
How do you know that?
Anecdote, years
that's
gone
possibly.
By. Years
the strangest
gone
bit of news.
Is that the first time you've used that anecdote on
anything?
Yeah, it probably is. It probably is.
But that's true. And expecting that goalkeeper,
yeah. No, I didn't really know, did I? But no, that's true.
Good knowledge.
But and he used to play for one of the best named teams in Europe. He played for Lokomotiv Plovdiv.
Plovdiv.
Yeah, great name, Plovdiv. But okay, defenders, full backs, right back, left back. Who have you gone for, Jim?
Abel Xavier.
Yeah, he's on my list as well.
Cole McNaughton. Me and Steve were talking about this yesterday. Cole McNaughton has been...
Kevin
McNaughton.
As opposed to Cole Norton.
Grey from the age of 20. He's got completely grey hair. Because I saw him, he looks about 36, 37.
Yeah.
Saw him 5 years later, I thought, fucking hell, he's still doing it. He's only, what, how old is he now, Steve?
26.
That's completely grey hair. I like it. They're my
full backs. Sagnia.
Now, Sagnia. For me, there's only one defender, Bakary Sagnia. It's the second worst haircut in football.
It's Rank.
Bakary Sagnia.
Yeah.
second worst haircut in football.
And it hasn't changed. You know, like when Cristiano Ronaldo first came to England, he had some dodgy hairstyles. And I'm not saying it's got loads better or anything, but you kind of learn a little bit after a little while.
You want to be careful to go back.
The highlights have come.
No, like obviously he likes his hairstyles and that, and it's a lot better now than it was. But when he came, when they're young and you see them because they're like 16, 17 years old, when a lot of players start out on the pitch, and you think, oh god, you're going to look back on that and regret that. But he's just not changed his hairstyle. Every time I see him, it still never fails to amaze me.
It's the second worst haircut in football, and the first worst haircut in football was also in our team.
Okay, we'll come to that in a minute. Shocking. Stu, who have you got?
I've just gone for four people who can play in defence.
Okay, go on then.
Ivan Campo.
Ah, Gooden.
Dreadful haircut. Yeah, go on.
Alexi Lalas.
Oh, brilliant shout.
He's gone for the hair and beard on.
And not only that, it's ginger to boot.
He ticks every box there, doesn't he?
Turibo West?
Yeah, he's in mine as well, Turibo West. He had little Mickey Mouse ear things,
it
didn't
looked
he?
Bad. And they were coloured as well, weren't they? They were
green,
in the colours.
He had green when he played for Nigeria, and he had blue and black when he played for Inter.
And then Rigobert Song.
Really?
Of course, sorry.
I went for Colaccini, plays for Newcastle.
Big hair.
Big bubble perm. Phil Thompson had that haircut.
Score the back post every week as well, Dan. Don't know if you saw that.
How about that then?
Back stick.
I only got two defenders. I didn't get my full backs.
Okay.
But Puyol, Carlos Puyol.
Yeah, he looks like Noddy Holder.
Is that because he plays for Barca?
Yes. No. She knows she's digging that
Come
in.
Come on. Do you want that hair?
Yes.
what, that hair?
Yeah. The only reason I like his hair is when he scored the other week, he went up for that header and his whole head just went all the way forward.
It's just sideshow Bob, isn't it?
It's right. And I've seen one on yours that I would have said as well, Jonathan Woodgate.
Yeah, when he joined
Madrid. When he went to Spain. They all think that the one in Spain, and then that, you know, that warrants them to...
It's cool to grow your hair.
Grow your hair, and it's a bit like, nah.
Get some man beads on. Grow your hair a little bit. You're in Madrid, not California. Stop scoring own goals as well, which he did, to be fair. But
it was a horrible debut, wasn't it? Was it an own goal and sending off on his debut?
I'll just get back on the plane now, guys. See you later. Just walk straight off.
Midfielders.
The number one worst haircut in football.
Go on.
Alex Song.
It is quite bad. It's Deirdre Barlow, isn't it? It's Deirdre Barlow. He has curlers.
But he did score, so I'll let him off.
I've not gone for him. I've got four in. Chris Waddle has to be in there. For the mullet and sort of duck's arse cut.
It was the four.
Two haircuts in one he had. Emerson, who used to play for Borough.
Yeah.
Looked like Donna Summer.
Yeah. He's good looking. He used to leave a lot of grease, and the biggest problem is he used to smoke at half time. So everyone was scared he'd send his hair up.
I thought that was Branko.
I think that makes him quite a ledge.
I think I should find a bit of
toilet.
Mark Bertram used to play for your lot. Yes, dyed his hair blue and white stripes.
That was for a season he had that as well.
What a knob.
Wasn't his missus who led the old Wags, the Wags
boutique? Yes. And Bobby Charlton, because you can't, you know, the comb over.
Well, I think you have
Perry comb over.
David Beckham.
Yeah, I've got David Beckham.
Yeah, I've got
a list of dodgy haircuts.
I've got David Beckham mainly for the cornrows.
Going to the World Cup with the Mr. T.
The
mohawk.
I've got
a mohawk.
Turn around.
I don't think that was the worst. I think the cornrows are.
Yeah, they're all the right. There was just no need for it.
Yeah. Any more?
Yeah. Jerry Francis. I can't believe that.
He's my manager. He looks like a werewolf. His hair's the same now as it was 20 years ago.
And Rijkaard.
He looks like
Rijkaard. Talking of dodgy curls. You could have done a few of the players. Do you remember there was like in the 80s, it was kind of like these jeans that you could get, really cheap jeans called dreddy jeans and dreddy jackets. I don't know if it was just something
else. That's a bit of a Borough thing.
And ironically enough, it was like a little figure with what looked like a spliff in its mouth, and Rijkaard was
like, I remember Spliffy. Spliffy was like the cheap knockoff version we had downstairs.
Mr. Byron.
Yeah, that's what
Mr. Byron.
He does look like Rijkaard. He had jumpers and all sorts.
And Ronaldinho.
Carlos Valderrama.
Mm. Yeah.
He's got to go in there. Danny Perkins, Colchester United, Albino.
David Perkins.
Yeah. I always get his name wrong. It doesn't really matter. He's called Baggio. Perkins.
Yeah, that's it.
I've got Baggio.
Second striker. Tony Daly.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I've got one for midfield. Kieran Richardson. With that weird rat's tail thing he's got at the minute.
Yeah.
The love of Rat's Tail in Spain, we're all over it.
There he goes.
We're all over it like Catley.
Remy Moses, you got there.
Yeah, I've done stupid out.
I don't even remember Remy.
Stu's done a bit of Google research.
What's his media?
Mad hair.
Oh, for the back, what about? Is it Sam Sodgy?
Yeah.
Who's always wear the bandana?
No, Effie Sodgy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely
crappy
one.
You know, they've got so many. They've got so many brothers playing.
I've got five of them, four or five of them.
So Sodgy Crew, that's what I like to call them.
And they all play centre back.
Akpo, Sam.
And I, Sam's up front. Sam's up front. Right. Their mum was knocking them out.
They couldn't have had a telly in their house today. Strikers, Jim.
Okay, I've gone for one that you probably won't have heard of. He's called Donaldson, and he plays for Crew.
Clayton Donaldson.
He scored this weekend. He's got the best mohawk in the world.
Really?
It's like a mohawk afro. It's huge.
Oh, right.
And out there, they called him Donaldinho. As well. And also, I've gone for Rudy Voller.
I've got Rudy Voller.
He has to get the spit out of his hair before he starts.
Is it with or without a bit of flop
from Rijkaard? Who we mentioned before as well.
No, you know what? It's like I've got him just for that tight perm. Not only was it a tight perm as well, it was peroxide blonde
and the tash. It's brilliant.
It's like one of the scousers out of
that whole journey.
Harry Enfield scouser. He's just a hero.
I've gone for Keegan. The standard by which all perms have to be set.
I looked up Keegan. I thought Keegan, but Rudy Voller.
Keegan was the usual, and it's
I would love it
only because it was quite recent. We've got a young lad on our books called Stephen Payne, youth player. He turned up one game. He'd had his hair cut, and he had a diagonal peroxide blonde mohawk going from back to front diagonal. Manager told him to shave it off. He wasn't there next week.
I bet that.
Andy Hessenthal at the height of fashion and grooming.
He didn't
I do need
a
haircut though.
It's not fair. He's the boss.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone else up front?
I've got Cissé. He's always had some stupid haircuts. Silly shapes.
He goes to the facial hair thing as well, doesn't he? He sort of...
It's because he breaks his legs so often.
He's got a lot of time.
You said Roberto Baggio, you know his nickname was the Divine Cordino, and that means the divine ponytail.
I knew that. Stu
I saw the recognition in your eyes.
She started to send this, she didn't have to finish it.
What about the real Ronaldo, Fat Ronaldo?
The crown.
Yeah,
like an arrow or something.
It's just this stupid little bit.
Yeah,
you know what? He could do what he liked, couldn't he?
You know what that was for? That was for when he passed out from having an epileptic fit. It was a soft landing.
Right, we got any more? Any manager suggestions? I've gone for Jerry Francis, but
I didn't do a manager. I forgot about that.
Managers are tough.
Ray Wilkins, maybe.
Proper baldy. Jim Smith, the king of baldies, as we know from the previous show. The shiniest head in football, other than Howard Kendall.
But with some of those hairstyles, it would be better to be bald, honestly.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Just get them to shave.
I'm liking Emerson out. In midfield.
Emerson,
Donna Summer.
Just big hair.
And obviously, no one said up front, Jason Lee.
Fellaini as well.
Fellaini, how is he not in that team?
Oh, yeah.
Big hair.
That's right. No, because I like that hair.
That's what I mean. I'm not sure how dodgy that is sometimes. It's like that hair that you call, that is cool hair.
I thought I saw him had it. I thought he had it cut the other week. I saw someone with his Fellaini shirt on with short hair, and I was freaking out, rewinding it.
Was it a fact?
Please don't. I don't know. I think it was just another player. I forgot why they had the Fellaini shirt on.
Right, we'll look at our adopted teams now. Kay, seeing as you're here, tell us about Real Madrid.
We'll move on. Just before we move on, just found out today Howard Webb's going to, obviously it's the adopted Champions League team. Yeah. Howard Webb's going to referee the game between Milan and Madrid this week.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. Anyway,
is that in Madrid?
No,
it's in Milan.
San Siro.
Well, Real Madrid went behind for the first time this season against Hercules.
Yes, who, sorry?
Hercules. To you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Hercules were an interesting one because basically they are a team that they've just come off and they've taken a few big name scalps this season, namely Barcelona at the Camp Nou. They beat Sevilla at their own ground at the Ricopere.
Great knowledge there.
And Villarreal, who could have gone on top of Real Madrid in the league a couple of weeks back, they've never been able to go top of the league with Villarreal. This was their chance. All they needed to do was beat Hercules. They couldn't beat them. They drew. It was 2-2 draw. Brilliant game.
They're like the Bolton Wanderers.
They love a scalp. Yeah. So when they went, Trezeguet scored as well. He'd had a 2-match suspension before that, but you're allowed to serve one of the suspensions in the League Cup when he'd done that. So everybody was, he went, he scored really early on, and everyone was like, how are they going to come back from this? But then in the second half, he scored 3.
Nice.
But he just showed resilience. Half time team talk, all the players said it was key. Benzema came on, he's not been Mourinho's kind of, not favourite player in the sense that Obviously, he's like, you know the way Mourinho works. Yeah, it's like the man management skills. But if he does, if you're not doing what he says, then you're in trouble. And he's found Benzema a bit problematic.
He said he was lazy, didn't he?
Well, there's been a few things to do with training, and Mourinho's seen him as not working to his potential. And the irony is that we played Hercules in a friendly in the pre-season, and basically Benzema had been in a little bit of trouble before then, came on really late on in about the 80th minute and scored two goals. And in the same fixture, but obviously now it meant more, points were at stake. He came on and set two up.
Nice.
So really,
he's straight back in there.
He wants to play against him every week.
He wants to get down the borough.
But Cristiano Ronaldo scored again, and that's 11 goals now for him in the league in 9 match days.
He's rubbish though, isn't he?
I'd score 11 goals in 9 if I was offside all the time.
I saw a great quote from Mourinho last week, I think, before the cup game. Who did they play in the cup? Because it was a team that they lost to a few years before.
Yeah,
he said.
It was the manager. That manager led out a team.
And he said, if that happens again, if they lose to this team or lose to that team again, that low in the league, then the players are dead to me.
It gets.
He said the players will never be in my team again. So if they'd lost that game, it's Ronaldo.
You're dead.
It gets taken out of context. He said, yeah, if they play like that, if they perform like that, because it was a 0-0 draw on the night, so people were going, oh, they're all dead to you. But the fact was, he said, if they put in the performance like they did, and they did perform, they just basically, though, Murcia, who we played midweek, nobody scored at their ground this season. They're really organised, especially defensively, and everybody knew it was going to be tough there. And nobody's been able to score there, so yeah. But to be fair to them, you know, they did well. I've got to give it to them. Goalkeeper was fabulous. He came through. Used to play for Real Madrid C. Like our
is that his name? Fabulous.
No,
it's like a Spanish sort of name.
Danny Hernandez. So yeah, doing well and still top of the league.
Excellent.
Arsenal played well the weekend. I saw some of that game. Messi scored a great goal.
They were brilliant.
What
did it end up? Still 1 point behind Real Madrid.
There you go.
Stu, the Graf Shack. Super Farmers. Do well then.
Lost 2-0 again this weekend. They're just big fans of losing, I think. NAC, a team level on points at the weekend, and now 3 points above them.
So where are they on the table now?
They're still four or five from relegation, but it's very, very tight.
That's a great league then.
A couple of losses.
Should lose it every week.
Yeah, and they're still four or five. It's because of the draw they got last week, I think, took them right out of it. They've got NEC next. They're on 2 more points than Super Farmers, so it's important. If not, I think they're fucked, to be honest.
Okay.
Relegation battle.
Have you got anything on?
Yeah, no. Honestly, I haven't got any better news. Played at home Monday against local rivals Ilford and lost 4-3.
Yep.
So I don't know. I think the player should be dead to the manager.
That's a bit harsh, but yeah.
No, I know. He is.
He's no Jose.
I think they're playing again tonight, so. I don't know if I can be bothered on my phone.
Yeah,
but they keep losing, so I don't know if I want to.
It's fantastic updates, guys. When I'm Sue, when I'm Dan.
They lost again.
The Osiek updates have been better, and so I'm not even used to doing it. I've seen him on Thursday night, and I'm going to get an Osiek update.
Cool. Peter Head.
Lost.
Probably lost.
They lost.
No!
They went 1-0 up. They went 1-0 up.
Sound like Gillingham.
They went 1-0 up, and then the goalkeeper got sent off. The goalie got sent off, conceded a penalty, and they went on and basically lost 4-2. And the other goal that Peter Ted scored was an own goal. So Neil Cooper's in trouble now. Stu's off. See you later, mate.
Good night.
Stuart Smith scored the goal for Peter Ted. But yeah, it all went pear-shaped when the goalie got sent off. So lost 4-2. They're in 9th out of 10. They're in their little playoff spot still. Looks like we're going to have a playoff game at the end of the season, see whether they go down or not. So it's getting all of it a little bit tricky. Jim?
Hastings didn't lose, despite their recent run of bad form.
That's not too shabby, then.
No, they didn't play.
Oh, excellent. There you go.
They had no games. They've been knocked out of the cup or whatever.
That's all right.
Yeah, so their next game is back in the Championship Manager League Cup. Which we like the name of. They're playing tomorrow night against Horsham.
Oh, was it?
Championship manager sponsor of the League Cup. Ishman League Cup. So it's Ishman Premier and Ishman South, all in one pool. And it's the Championship Manager League Cup. So I think it's the third round, so they're doing all right.
I've seen Hastings play a few times.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Riverside lost 3-2.
Did you play?
Yeah, I scored. first scored the first goal. We actually had a guy called Sam Knights who scored shitloads for us the last two seasons ago. He scored about 90 goals in about two years.
Yeah.
He came back and he played for us on Saturday. It's like Robbie Fowler returning to Liverpool.
Right, not quite the same.
Well, not quite the same, because Sammy scored at the weekend and Robbie Fowler was shit.
How was his celebration? Was he along the goal line? Or?
No, he didn't really celebrate, just sort of jogged back to the halfway line.
So no sniffing?
No, there was no Fowler.
That was at half time.
Yeah.
The only other thing I've noticed is that the captain got his pants out at full time and he had his box shorts said may contain nuts on them.
Which was quite easily pleased.
Yeah, exactly. Just like look at Bishop's pants, and it was like, oh, Bishop, it's the best thing he's done all season, wear those, to be honest. And we've got a game next week and the manager's away on holiday. So me and the captain are joint managers.
Oh, committee.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
So if you win, is your kit showing up?
No, the kit's not there.
What's going on with
the kit? I think they just took our money, mate, and ran. I've got to be honest. But yeah, I didn't want to tell that to you, but there it is. So, Hastings have got a League Cup game, and I'll let you know how they get on next week.
Excellent. Right, now we've got Stu's news coming up in a minute, but first off, we've got a Champions League coming up this week. AC Milan versus Real Madrid.
Go on, Milan.
Are you going to be at that game?
No, and I'm not going this year. I was there last year. It was 1-1 last year when we went to San Siro. But basically, I'm not saying I want the adopted podcast team to lose. Of course, I'm a Real Madrid fan, but we can afford it.
We can afford it.
They're 5 points clear at the top of the Group G table. They're on 9 points after winning their first three games.
They're 5 clear from the second place.
Yeah,
that's not bad at all, is it?
Are they going to watch it? Do you reckon he'll rest players? Because I mean, you've got a massive squad.
Well, we saw in the cup this week. He played Casillas and Cristiano Ronaldo. And I think he's going to go all out just to get this one under the belt, just to be totally sure. Because
then
we've got
two
them.
Games to play around.
Then Odegaard's away as well, which obviously makes it a little bit more difficult.
Being the former Inter manager, I'm pretty confident he just wants to put another one over Milan.
Yeah, well, he's already said. I don't lose there. You know, I've been there plenty of times.
He had a brilliant home record at Chelsea. He had a brilliant home record with Inter.
He's got an even better
brilliant home record with Real Madrid.
And AC Milan lost at the weekend as well, so they're coming.
They did, yes.
Sometimes that can go against you, but. I think it's
going to
be fine.
Cool. Okay, we'll skip straight on. Weekend predictions. It's Liverpool v Chelsea live on Sky Sports 1, 4 o'clock on Sunday. Jim,
was it the biggest game of the weekend, Steve? That game?
Well, not in my opinion. But,
I'm pretty sure there's a bigger game over in Wales.
Much bigger game.
Is it on TV?
It's going to be harder to
I don't think it's
well.
On TV.
It's on BBC.
Yeah. So that's on BBC. That's a bit of a coup for BBC, isn't it?
I've watched
it. Not really. Everyone's going to be watching the Sky game.
You can watch both.
We know they're kicking off.
There's another game
4 in the morning.
At the same time as their boys.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll Sky Pass it.
Jim, Liverpool, Chelsea. What do you think?
2-1 Liverpool.
You think Liverpool can do it?
Yeah, I think they are.
I think they'll do it. It's the sort of game they'll turn up and win. Oh. And they've obviously got 2 on the bounce. They were pretty shit against Bolton, but I'll go 2-1. 2-1 Liverpool.
Okay.
That's what I think. I think it's going to be that game where, you know, everybody expects Chelsea to win, and that's the one where Liverpool will win it. And
yeah.
And I know they've struggled a little bit on the road this season.
I really
Chelsea
hope they do drop
so.
As well. Obviously, it's just going to be so boring.
Yeah. They've won that's the first game Liverpool won away from home in this calendar year.
Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it?
No, yeah.
So you're going 2-1?
You know what? I'm going to go 1-0.
1-0?
Yeah.
Okay. Dan's not impressed with that. Dan?
3-0 Chelsea. I don't even need to explain. It's Chelsea versus Liverpool.
Yeah.
Chelsea are crap.
Liverpool ain't got a chance.
Okay, Steve.
I know he hates Chelsea as well. 4-0 Chelsea.
Drogba, all four goals.
I don't think he hates Drogba.
Drogba hat
trick.
No, it's not for anything. Obviously, I don't mind Chelsea.
I hope Chelsea not.
Well, that's passionate.
I don't like Liverpool or Man United.
And while you're ranting,
United, Liverpool fans in Cardiff, and I don't like that. So yeah.
And while you're ranting, what's the Cardiff Swansea?
2-2.
Where is it?
Oh, Desmond. 2-2. 2-2. I'm going for a 1-1 draw. Liverpool Chelsea. I think Liverpool score first, and then Chelsea will just batter him in the second half.
I was going to go for a draw, but I just came up with what Jim said. It's just one of those games where you're like, oh,
you
the big
you could see him raising the
Nicholas and Nelka versus Paul Konchesky. There is only one winner.
Well, that's assuming that Nelka can be arsed, though. He's a bit of a lazy bugger.
Against Liverpool, he'll be arsed.
Yeah, all right. We'll finish off with Class and Arse, which has been renamed this week to
Class and Ass.
Class and Ass.
I thought it was going to be Spanish. I thought you were going to rename it to the Spanish version.
Okay. Bueno y Fatal.
Bueno, that's a chocolate bar.
Bueno y culo.
Bueno y culo.
Good and ass.
Okay, who's your class of
ass? I'm going to please Dan, because Dan seems to think that despite being one of the best players in the world, it's only because he scores when he's offside that Cristiano Ronaldo gets any goals.
I think Ronaldo's the best player in the world.
All right, I'll let you off then.
Just don't like him.
I just don't like him.
Fair enough.
But look, that is, as we said, 11 goals in 9 match days. And as Sid Law pointed out, I think it's something like 38 goals in 38 league games as well.
That's not bad, is it? Can I just say, you know, he shoots 60 times a game. Like, no one else is allowed to shoot apart from Ronaldo. If he didn't,
his contract.
That's not fair.
No one. If he wasn't allowed, he didn't shoot so much.
Recently, he's been playing as part of the team, and he's got, I think he's got the highest number of assists at Real Madrid at the moment.
It's because
as well.
He comes off the keeper and someone scores, and he gets it.
To be fair, that's really interesting because a lot of his shots are so powerful.
They move around as well. Like
keeper can't,
free
keeper
kicks.
Can't save them, and then they come back off, and then people score on the rebounds.
Zigzag.
I thought it was a floodlight. Tommy
Topham. He's my class.
He does well. The game's
Another brace.
He plays quality with the left back. What's the left back called? Marcelo. Well, he and Ronaldo link up really well. I've seen 2 or 3 games.
And they're really good friends off the pitch as well.
That makes sense. Yeah. You can tell. They look like good buddies. Yeah.
Marcelo's top man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ronaldo likes the South American as his mates because Anderson and that was his best mates at United, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think that's what I was going to say, when you speak the same language as somebody, it's easy to get on.
How long has he been in the club, the left back?
He's been there since I was there, so he came in at 18 when in 2006.
Do you reckon if someone asked him in an interview, how long have you been at the club? I've been there since Kay's been there, so
definitely.
I reckon he does the same.
My mum's coochie-coochie-cooed Marcelo's little baby, don't you worry.
And who's your arse of the week?
Right, it's going to be a bit controversial, but after looking over it all and reading about it and knowing how ruthless people are in the Premiership, my arse of the week is Gomez.
Yes, I agree with that.
Fact. That is fantastic.
You do not put the ball down in your own penalty area when a ref hasn't blown his whistle.
Don't doors against a team that people say are favoured by referees. Do not take any chances. Always anticipate any eventuality. He's my arse of the week.
Expect to get screwed over when you play Old Trafford.
If I get to the... He'll be my arse next week. Just... It's like 2 week length. It was that bad.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law thinks
he's a massive Spurs fan.
It was quite funny watching Harry Redknapp squirm as well. I don't even want to squirm, it's probably just his normal twitch, but it was quite interesting to watch him have a go at it.
Like Harry on the
conference at the end.
It's just fantastic.
Cool. That pretty much rounds us up this week.
Hilarious Gomez.
Thank you very much to Steve for turning up.
Problem.
And to Dan, you all right, mate?
I'm all right. I'm busy.
I know you're busy,
Dan's
mate. You're
the
right.
Real guest this podcast.
He's played a blinder as well. Jim, cheers, mate. Nah. And thank you to Kay for coming all the way from Spain, not specifically for this.
Don't say that.
But yeah, thanks very much.
To see Stuart. That was it.
Yeah, yeah, and then he's just
blown her out.
He's been
playing
hard to get, hasn't he?
That sharp button is completely gone now.
He just didn't want to fund it, did he?
But that's us done. We'll speak again next week.